Podcast is starting in 1, 2, 3, 4, go!
Hello and welcome to the Minecraft Tips and Tricks Podcast. My name's CreeperDestroyZero, your host, and this is my first episode, and I'm really excited, so let's get right into it. First of all, this episode is going to be aimed for beginners, but any more advanced players can listen to it too. Let's get into the first segment. When I first started playing Minecraft, I actually played in creative mode because I was quite scared of survival mode. I was only 5 years old, and the reason I was scared of survival mode is because I spawned next to an ocean monument, which, if you don't know what that is, it is an underwater temple with things called guardians that are very, very scary to me. I still have the fear of them. And they look like blue, they're like turquoise fish with one eye, and they have spikes on them. And it's like a block at the front, and then they have a tail coming off that wriggles around really quickly. And what scares me is they make a screeching noise, and they have like a laser that if you are near them, they look directly at you, and their eye just opens really wide. And there's like a laser that points at you, and then a spike shoots at you. And there's things called Elder Guardians in the middle of the Ocean Monument Temples. And the Ocean Monument Temples are underwater. And the Elder Guardians are just giant grey versions of that. And they're really scary. And they give you an effect called Miner Fatigue. And it makes you mine slower. But every about 30 seconds, a giant Elder Guardian, like ghost, flies in front of your face, and that's what really scared me. So I played in creative mode, and it actually helped me quite a lot. And to any beginners, I actually recommend doing that. Not the ocean monument bit, that's scary, but the playing on creative mode bit, it actually helped me quite a lot. It gave me the confidence to actually start playing on survival mode. If I didn't play on creative mode before, I never would have played on survival mode. In creative mode worlds, I just got used to monsters and got used to how the game works and everything like that. I played in creative mode for about 2 years, and it's been 3 years since I've done that, and I've been playing Minecraft for 5 years in total, and I'm really happy that I started playing creative mode. To any beginner listening to this podcast, I recommend that you play on creative mode before you start playing on survival mode, because survival mode, if you're like, I have a sister and she's 5 and she is playing Minecraft and she only plays on creative mode. And for any younger players, I recommend playing creative mode before survival mode, because it can actually scare you. My sister's kind of scared of the monsters, because there's like skeletons and things like that. But I think I'm going to move on to the beginner tip of the week. My beginner's tip of the week for this week is playing creative mode first. Because I've already talked about playing creative mode first, I'm going to talk about villages. So villages are like little towns filled with villagers. And I recommend to any beginner, no matter how old they are playing in survival mode, I would recommend living in a village for your first week of playing Minecraft in real life. Your first in real life week. Not in game week, in real life week. Until you get quite good stuff. So I usually live in a village until I've got diamonds. I'll talk about more things of mining and things in the next episode. So if you want to hear about that, stay tuned. I think that will wrap up the tip of the week. Now I'm going to talk about what I'm currently playing in my survival world, which is what I'm currently doing in Minecraft. And then I will talk about mini games in Minecraft servers, if you don't want to play in like survival mode or anything like that. What I'm currently playing is my survival world. I've been playing Minecraft for 5 years, so I would class myself as a bit more of an experienced player. My survival world at the moment is I have quite a small house, because if you're building a house, I like to make my houses like look nice on the outside, but not too big. You don't need such a big house. I usually make a reasonable sized house, and this is smart. You make an underground bit for your house, like a basement that looks really nice still, but it's really big. So that's what I'm planning for my Minecraft world at the moment. And I'm also planning to go to another dimension, which I will talk about in a future episode. It's called the Nether. And it's dangerous, because there was an update. It used to be bland and sad, but now it's dangerous and scary. It's like the underworld for Minecraft. My Minecraft world is I live in the cove of mountains, so it's like a semicircle mountain bit with a river in front of me. My house is on sand, and then in front of that river is a desert. Next to the desert on the left is a dark oak forest. On my right, on my left, I mean, next to my house, is like a mountain base in the side of the mountain. It's filled with chests, and it's got a nice little window. And behind my house is a little body of water. I filled it with fish because I got a bucket, and then in Minecraft you can fill buckets with water and then collect fish in the bucket and then place the fish in water. So I filled a pond with fish, and things in Minecraft can disappear, which is called despawning. But if you collect a fish in a bucket and then place the fish back down again, it won't despawn. So I have a lake with fish forever in it. And above that lake on the mountain is a couple of trees. And then there is a village behind that in a dark oak forest, but it has no villagers in it. And then to my left and right is just more mountain and a couple of goats. And that's really it for what I've explored in my Minecraft world. Next, I'm going to be talking about mini games in Minecraft servers. So to join a Minecraft server, which is quite important, this is the most important thing you do to join a Minecraft server, you need a Microsoft account, which you can do by going on the homepage of Minecraft and saying, there's a little button saying sign into an Xbox Live account, and you can sign in for free, and it gives you access to servers. And on the servers, there's like mini games. My favourite server, preferably, is a server called Nether Games, which isn't on the featured servers. But you can look up the IP address for the server, because you can add servers. And I play a game called Bed Wars, which is... So basically, it's like... I play it on 4v4v4. So you're on floating islands, and there is a bed, and you have to protect that from other people which come and try to break your bed and then kill you. But you have to try and break other people's beds and then defeat them, so you win. And if you are the last team standing, you win. If you still have a bed, you can die and then respawn as many times as you like. But when you die, there's a 5-second timer to respawn. But if your bed is gone, you die, you're just out. So you have to protect your bed and break other people's beds. And then if you break other people's beds and defeat everybody else, then you win. I think that wraps up my podcast episode for today. Join me next time for more tips and tricks for Minecraft. Bye!